Ok. Please turn with me to 2 Corinthians 12. Verse 7. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardship, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for allowing our family to go through a season of weakness to start out 2021. Also, as a country, we are in a very weak and vulnerable state. Lord, all of this is by design. Lord, you want us to trust in your strength and not ourselves. Father, I pray that you would encourage us today. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I have a very short message today. Thank you for praying for our family. We are getting stronger day by day. Not fully out of the woods yet, but we are getting stronger. So thank you for continuing to lift up our family. It is a blessing to be physically weak because there's a lot of pride that happens when we're healthy. There's a lot of plans and ideas and our own strength and things that we just do without consulting the Lord. And all of this is us demonstrating our own strength in ourselves. When God really wants us to recognize our limitations, to see our weakness so that we can rely 100% on God's strength in Christ. Not only are we experiencing as a family a period of season of weakness to start off this year, I think our country, we are in a very vulnerable, very weakened state. But I think this is how God sets things up. He wants us to rely on him. He wants us to see a miraculous turnaround. I know that the turnaround is going to happen in a short order of days for our family, that we will be completely healed. And I think even for our country, it's going to be a very dark few days and week or two. But in the end, it's going to be a remarkable turnaround. For Paul to say that he is to plead for God to take away this thorn in the flesh. We don't know exactly what it was, but it was a messenger of Satan. And I know that when we're sick, there are a lot of messengers of Satan sent our way. Satan wants us to doubt in God's goodness. He wants us to question whether we're being wise and not going to the doctor. He is attacking the people of God who say, I've trusted in Jesus to heal me all these years, and now what's come of it? There's a lot of spiritual attack that comes in the form of a satanic attack that comes when we are sick. Also, right now in our country, we are being attacked spiritually. The level of attack is unreal. I've never seen our country in the state that it's in. It is unimaginable that our president can be blocked out of all social media platforms. It's the level of attack is so brazen, so blatant. And I think as we experience weakness in all these ways, physically, politically, in our current events, this is a time when we have nowhere else to turn except God. And He will be strong. He will show Himself faithful. And I ask you to keep lifting up my family, and also let's keep lifting up our country. Now is not the time to jump off the bandwagon. God is going to be faithful to the word that He gave, and He is going to turn this ship around. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank You, Lord, for just a simple message that when we are weak, we can be strong in You. Forgive us, Lord, we so often trust in our own wisdom, our own strength, our own abilities. But Lord, in times like this, as a country, You bring us to our knees, and we have nowhere to turn except to You, Lord Jesus. We ask that You would silence all the accusers of the brethren, everyone who's on the side of evil, and people who don't even know they're on the side of evil, who are mocking the people of God. So, Lord, we just ask that You would vindicate us. We pray that You would defend us. We pray that You would fight for us. We pray that You would heal me and Jackie, Timothy and Jeremiah and David and anybody else who's sick. We pray for the blood of Jesus to cover over us from head to toe, body, soul, spirit, mind, will, emotion, covered and cleansed by Your blood. Father, we pray for our nation, that You would cover this nation by Your blood. I pray that every man, woman, and child here in this country would turn from their sins and repent and place their full faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You, Lord, for sustaining us thus far in 2021. We know there are many more difficult days ahead, but things will turn around, and we have full faith in that. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.